When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Content. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hate to Break It to You. World's on fire reactions. I'm a little loopy, but as you know, the world be on fire, so I be reacting to things.
Coming back before long, so, you know, don't make all those plans without me. we'll be back before too long.
I can tell you at the outset, all of us have the utmost respect for Mr. Musk, and obviously respect and admiration for our President of the United States, Donald Trump. We appreciate them. We appreciate all that they do for us, for human spaceflight, for our nation.
So let's just talk common sense here. All these people, let's just call them loony leftists, and I'm not a right winger, but super loony left, are mad at Elon Musk. Let me give you my take. Let me give you my rant. Let me give you my perspective on this. So we're clear. So I try not to alienate you, but at this point, the people that are rallying against this man and all of his belief, you're just cuckoo.
I'm going to burn a Tesla helium.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Use your fucking energy for good. Destructiveness for no reason? Let's explain something. It's really simple. The Department of Government Efficiency is for that. Let's start at a place so I can reach you, you wildly uninformed, brainwashed, carbon-based life forms. Do you believe that the government can be corrupt? Ask yourself that. That's how I'm going to slowly red pill you, and I can say the word red pill. So first ask yourself, do you believe the government can be corrupt? Do you believe that there can be wastefulness? Have you ever heard the thing where they charge like $87 for a screw? Because the company that they're buying the screw, it's the government, and they have unlimited pockets. So they overpay because they're like, oh, it's the fucking government. Jack it up as much as you can. And they go, we have a budget for X amount of money. So, and all we need is hardware. We have a $30,000 hardware budget. Okay, so this is what we're going to get. We need screws and nuts. So they just come up with a price. Have you ever heard that? Okay, that's a real thing. Okay, it's the same as like if you go and do colleges as a comedian. I'm a comedian, okay? So let me use the same analogy for the screws, okay? I'm a comedian, okay? And you get a freshman. They're fresh out of high school, literally an 18 or 19-year-old freshman, and they get in charge of the entertainment committee for the spring break or the fall semester activities board. And they might be in charge of $100,000, and they have to spend it as long as they get approval the way they think. So an agent who's worth his salt will go, okay, well, let me give you your whole show, right? So my agent did, I don't know if we're all at the same agency, but it was Bob Saget, me, and Jeff Ross, okay? And I got $35,000. Who knows what those guys got? Maybe they got $50,000. Maybe it was more than $100,000. But I was the low man on the totem pole. Now, it was a 10,000 seat arena, and I think it was Texas. Would they have a big fund? But what I'm trying to say is, it was just an arbitrary number. It's a free show for all the students for spring, like spring final show or whatever. You know, Greek week. They had Ludacris the next day. They have like, you know, money for comedy, money for music, money for events. They might have had $500,000 put aside just for that. Hell, sororities do that. So what I'm trying to say is there's no rhyme or reason. It's just what they have. And then if your agent's good enough to coerce them into getting all that money, right? He's not going to say, well, you know, Jamie's only got 20 minutes of good material. You should just give him 10 and give Jeff and Bob 70,000 each. No, he's like, Jamie's a name. He'll do 15. I mean, it was the most I ever made. 15 minutes for $35,000. Yeah, I know. It was amazing. had a rough set too. Really good and then really bad. What am I trying to tell you? Department of Government Efficiency. Can you understand that there may be wasteful spending in government like there is in every institution? Can you believe that a company, I used to sell toner for copy machines, and the toner would cost, I don't know, a couple bucks to make, and they would sell this shit for $30. Do you think there's a markup that is probably because of greed and because they can? And the lady in accounts receivables in the office is like, send the case through. It's not her money. It's the company's money. And if no one's micromanaging those, redlining it, boom. Why people would ever be mad about cutting waste from the government that possibly that could go back into our pockets, or just put a war chest of money together that can be thrown at the debt or whatever. Why would anyone be mad at that? Okay. Why? Because what I'm noticing is that these people that have these ideologies, these belief systems are going, because he's going to use it to line his pockets and get fat. Okay. Elon Musk is already worth $400 billion, give or take a day on the stock market if it goes up 10%. If there's pockets being lined, if anyone should line the pockets, let's have him do it. First of all, let me explain this to you. It shows you the hypocrisy of these fake woke liberal Democrat people. Everybody got on board for Tesla because it was helping the environment get rid of those big, bad gas guzzlers. And now the king of electric vehicles is now your enemy? So let's look at everything that he's done. This belief system is the same. This is the same belief system that people go, oh, Trump had a cakewalk because his father gave him $1 million and real estate and he blew up and the rest is history. Oh, I could do it too. My daddy gave me $1 million. Let me tell you, I've made investments of $1 million and I've lost. Am I a loser? It doesn't mean just because you have access to the money doesn't mean that you're going to win. You can buy 10 apartment buildings. It doesn't mean that you're going to know how to rent. It doesn't mean you're not going to have a sinkhole. It doesn't mean all this stuff. So yes, there's an advantage to getting the money, but it doesn't mean becoming successful just because you got the money. There's tons of things I've had money that I've put my own money in that I've lost at. So am I a loser, or is that how investing works? Okay. Doesn't mean it. Look at other presidents' kids and tell me if you gave them $1 million to start a business. I know one president's kid that would start a business on the ski slopes with $1 million. I mean, he's pretty much shown that he's a successful skier. So let's go back to this. My brain is all over the place, but hopefully I am winning here. Elon Musk. I want to say ZipTrader. No, it was ZipToIt. First company, PayPal, second company, and all the people it spawned. Tesla, Boring Company, SpaceX, SolarCity, Twitter, which gave us, you know, he redid X. It's making money, and it's also a free speech platform, whether you like the speech or not. Neuralink is happening. Tesla will have bots. Also, just Tesla as an energy itself, being able to sell it back, the solar, to get off the grid and making money from your solar. That's just 10 right now, 10 successful disruptions. 10. Plus many more I don't know about. 10. I reacted to this video because the people that were stuck in the space station for, I don't know, over 100 days. Can you imagine stuck in space? The person who went and got them were Trump and Elon Musk. So was that all theater? They were up there to make themselves look better? Or were they stranded by the last group? Is that the great one? The last sitting president and his group. He literally just got the people and rescued them. There's no coverage of it in the media whatsoever. Not one. So I don't give a fuck if he takes 20% of the money and puts it right into his summer house. I don't give a shit. You know why? Because he is brilliant. He is doing things that are changing the world. You understand? For the better. Okay? So if he needs to get richer, which I don't think, if he just cared about money, he would have stopped at $100 billion. I mean, come on. All I'm saying is there's a lot of dumb people and dirty people getting rich. Elon is exposing all the dirt. And if he wants to take a couple of contracts over, God bless you. Have at it. And if he's putting ideas in Trump's ear, God bless you. Have at it. What's the issue here, man? Like, do you want transparency? He's literally showing all of these things and you don't want transparency? It makes no sense. And it really shows you that you are a corrupt mind if you don't want transparency. You may not like his personal beliefs or whatever. Also, that whole, you know, salute, he's not serious. He was trolling. If he did do that, if it wasn't a Care Bear or whatever, he's just trolling, man. That's what he does. He's like funny. The same people that think the gay marriage is going to be overturned and stuff. Trump has appointed, look it up, the highest gay person ever in public office, I believe. Trump is on Trump's cabinet. Like, there's no taking back of gay marriage or any of this. So it's like these, I don't know, man. If you believe that the government can be corrupt, and if you believe that Elon Musk is an innovator, that even if you don't like him now for some reason, I don't know why, you are mad at him, can you believe that his inventions have helped society for a good? I use PayPal every day. I don't even have a Tesla. I should get one. I don't have them because I'm paranoid, and I think that Road Warrior, they would turn the grid off, and you're fucked. So I need a solar battery. I need tons of solar batteries. If not, I have to have some gas. So if you know and see all of the innovations he's done, why are you mad at him? It's trimming of the fat. It's the same thing with the stock market. It's taking a hit right now. Good. If you follow anything and you're smart and you follow like Warren Buffett, you realize you put some cash aside and you jump in right now and buy more Tesla stock, buy more NVIDIA stock. That's my opinion. Don't listen to what I say. But the dip is dipping. And guess what? Everything's overpriced. The housing market's overpriced. Stock market's overvalued. It's called a correction. And Trump is shaking everything out right now. Okay? It's like when agencies merge. There's a lot of stuff. And there's acquisitions and stuff. It's trimming the fat. And then guess what? It becomes a smooth machine. That's what we're doing right now. Crypto is going to take over. We're going to need less jobs. Need more efficient government, more efficient way of life. That's what's happening. So adapt. But to think that a guy's going to get rich off of this when he's already the richest person in history, and then you're mad about it. He already became the richest person in history. He doesn't need more money. And if he does, he deserves it. He's smart. Here's the thing I'm going to tell you, and it's going to piss a lot of people off because you have to have a mentality. The people that will not pissed off vibrate higher and ascend to greater things. So this is how I want you to think about this. My friend said this, who's a wealthy kid, but he inherited his wealth, but he always had some gems. He's a country club kid. And he said, you know, everybody who complains about the system, he goes, how about this? Throw the board out, disrupt the game, give everybody $200 and pass go. And I guarantee all the same players who own everything will own everything again. And I said, wow. He said, start the whole game over again. Give everybody $200 and pass go. I guarantee the same people will figure it out again. Now, there's some people that have heard stuff, obviously. That's a lot of people. But you have to maintain it. But the smart people in the world that have figured it out will always figure it out. And the people that are like, I deserve a piece of the pie. Sure, you do. But tenacious, scrappy individuals will figure it out. Is there corruption? All day. But it's a very good philosophy. And I agree. Start, go, $200, and the same winners will emerge. It's my belief. And there's also just a lot of people who have victim mentalities. And there's a lot of corruption. So let's go in there and clean it up. But there's the example. The space right there is the example. If you can't look at that and go, these people are doing good things. Trump and Elon are doing good things. I don't know what to tell you then.
I don't think I've ever said this before. This kind of makes me seem very psychotic, but whatever. I used to play the Halloween theme song over and over and over in my headphones. Pre-game. Seriously. Seriously. And it was important that it was Michael Myers because the mask itself was void of emotion. It has nothing to do with hype, has nothing to do with camaraderie. It's stone cold killer. And I would listen to that song over and over and over. Wow. That's when you know it's going to be a tough night.
That's brilliant. Everything I just said about the first thing, apply that with the second thing. Doers do. Complainers complain. Trust me. I've been both. But I know you have to do. You gotta do. You manifest things, man. If you think about getting a nice arm, you gotta think about it. And what do? Then you walk to the gym. That's a do. And then you gotta pick up the weight. And you gotta say it. I'm getting stronger. Muscle memory. Saying it out loud reinforces it. Seeing it reinforces it. It's called the five sense memory system. And you keep doing it. Smell the smells of the gym. Hear the clink of the plates. Boom. Boom. You bitch yourself into it. We bitch down to the gym because you know it. And you have to have a purpose. You want to put 1 inch on your arm. Whatever it is. Same with walking every day. Walk a half a mile. Add another quarter mile. It's the thinking to the doing, to the hearing of the traffic, to the smelling. That's what this is. I'm trying to tell you is doers do and others complain. So if you complain, and I'm don't have done it a ton, and I still do it, but I do a lot of it for entertainment. But it also makes me vibrate lower sometimes, and it's not good. But you will get stuck in a rut of what you don't want as opposed to what you do want. So do. This is another one. These are just random things I react to.
Never did an episode when I wasn't strapped. Never. People knew that about me. Red too. I had a derringer. You
didn't need to have the carrier.
Because it had an audience. It wasn't. Somebody said, what separated your show from the others? I said, we weren't homogenized. At the end of the series, it said, Sanford and Son is recorded before a live studio audience. That was my voice. There was 400 people sitting up there. You didn't have to pass through a metal detector to get in that studio. What if somebody had they call it a psychotic episode.
Right.
We was going to bust on them.
mid dialogue.
People go crazy at concerts. They don't do that. You didn't see that dude jump on the stage with Chappelle?
They did.
He wouldn't have jumped on the stage with me. They were sitting up in front of us, maybe 15 feet, and four tiers of people. 100 across. Red was strapped. I was strapped. You get ignorant, you're going to get bust on.
Yo. Hey, Lamont. Lamont. Hey, Lamont. Do you understand who you're dealing with right now? This is your children or Gen Z, probably millennials. You were raised by Disney Channel and Ariel. You know who I was raised by? Hey, Lamont. I was raised by Eddie Murphy, Red Fox, Rodney, Kinnison, George Gobles, look them up, Archie Bunker, George Jefferson, Wheezy. Like, I remember this when I was about 7 years old because I would watch TV. I talked about this earlier, and I'd bug this shit out of my mom, and my mom would say, okay, I don't know why, but she did let me watch TV even though she got mad at me. And she goes, ooh, tonight, they have whatever was on, and somebody had to bring this up. It was Sanford and Son. I could watch 4, and then by 10 o'clock, I kind of had to be done. But it was like you can watch All in the Family, which I don't think was on Saturday, but I think there were special nights, and Sanford and Son. I want to say Sanford and Son was in the 8 o'clock hour, which is wild. Good Times, Sanford and Son. No, Good Times was CBS. All in the Family was CBS. I think Sanford and Son was NBC. Anyway, I used to watch this like when I was like 8. We didn't have Nickelodeon. We didn't have any of that shit. I watched adults, and it's just so brilliant. And that's Lamont. And Lamont, what's crazy is I now do what Lamont does or did or does. I haven't done a sitcom in a while, but I've been at least in front of 10 live studio audiences for a taping. I never once brought a gun. But, I mean, it makes sense. But that's how gangster they are. That's gangster. But, you know, I performed in front of crowds thousands of times. I was thinking about it. I did a show the other night, and it was in front of 2,000 people. And I didn't even, like, I see the pictures after. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even know that many people were there. Because I go into a zone, and I just listen for the laugh. And
sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed, and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof. while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Once you see first couple rows, you can't see the rest because it's black out there. And I'm just like, it's like you're in this vortex. I'm like, how many times have I performed in front of so many people I don't even remember? So it just becomes like a, you know, being on stage. I've been on stage at like Staples Center, you know, it's like, I don't remember it, like doing a show for like as a guest or something. It's crazy. I don't even think of it. It's like I've performed in front of so many people and then like I don't remember. You try to remember a face and sometimes you do. I remember shows in like San Diego when I perform in a rooftop and like there, this grandma put her leg in the air. It was so crazy. I don't remember that before playing 3,000 people in South Africa. Like there's specifics. Maybe because it's more intimate and I can remember maybe something crazier happened, but like I performed on a beach for like 3,000 people in Durban. Maybe not 3,000, but I did 3,000 in one of the shows. But Durban had it like 1,000 on the beach. And they were an amazing crowd. But I can't remember too much about the show. Just it was great. In the Philippines, I can't remember. I just remember how good the crowd was. But I don't remember specific. But I remember a rooftop in San Diego. Isn't that weird? Now, this is a guy who's on the corner. And he's preaching. What city this is, I don't know. I want to say it's up north, I think.
But you need to try less being like somebody you're not and start to humble yourself and be somebody that God made you to be. He didn't make a man to be a woman. He made the man to be a man. He didn't make the woman to be a man. He made the woman to be a woman. And this is the truth. What are you going to do? Come attack me now?
I should.
Hey, man. That's up to you. If you want to pull that on me, well, God bless you. So you just threatened me with a gun. You just pulled a gun on my face. Man, Lord, have mercy on you. This means that you don't even know who you are. Nope, I still love you. Even though you pulled a gun on me, I still love you. I still bless you.
Now, look, there's a lot of ways to frame this. Let me just give you the facts. I'm pretty sure that's downtown San Fran, which is a hotbed for trans. It's always been. And I want to say this. That anybody that is confused or feels that they were born in the wrong body, you have to work that out with yourself. And if you decide that you want to change, then God bless you. As you know, I would rather it be of a proper age before the treatments start. But, you know, if you always feel that you're a woman and you're a man and you want to dress like that way is until you can do it, and God bless you. You have to live your life to make you happy. Now, was this guy preaching? Yes. Were some people saying that could be hate? Sure. But people say stuff about, you know, they could say stuff about my movies on a corner preaching. I mean, it's a lot different, obviously, but it's like people online talk about they don't like me or like my movies or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like to pull a gun on somebody, that's scary. I don't even really want to talk about it. It's just too scary. It's too much. It's just crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. There is some satanic shit to the confusion of the world. That's what they say. They say that Satan is the architect of confusion. And that's why we're seeing so many confusing things at this time. If everything is questionable, then nothing is real. If nothing is real, then what's true? Where's your moral code? But it doesn't mean that everyone that is, you know, gender questioning is that way. It just doesn't. There's a lot of people that just feel they were born in the wrong body or want to express themselves another way, and that's totally fine. But it doesn't help the cause to pull a gun out on a guy. That was like levels of like oppression being hating on each other. It was like an Asian guy in San Francisco, a woke ass city, and then a trans came with a gun. It's just like, whoo, that was like levels of that. That dude was brave though to just talk to that person like that and say, you're gonna pull a gun on me and like not. We got to stop telling people how to live, but we also stop. People are going to have opinions, and it's an unfortunate thing that there's a lot of people that have opinions. It's very, 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 very tough for that person to exist. I don't know. This is a weird one. I don't know if I can react to it, maybe. Now you're going to make fun of me on this one. Yo, I believe this shit. I know. I know. Come on, man. Fuck. Some of them did not look like AI. Most of them didn't. There's something about when trees walk and they say it's like the beginning of the end. But come on. That's crazy.
This is where China has us beat. They've made dark factories. This is all over the internet right now. They have dark factories that are the future of 24/7 smart manufacturing. They have whipped us in the robotics industry. They have the Internet of Things blended with AI to create a factory where they no longer need human workers. All they need is robots to create other robots, and they can shut the lights off. That's why they're calling them dark factories, yo. They're calling them dark factories because they don't need the power of electricity to keep the lights on. They just need the power to power these things, and these robots can work for hundreds of thousands of hours. What does that mean for you? That means your job might be in jeopardy. That means our jobs might be in jeopardy. There might be all kinds of different industries that's going to be having problems with this. What do you think? Leave your comment.
Might. No way. I got to show you more with this.
未来，所有车辆都要经过智能系统的层层刁难。哇哦！未来，一切瑕疵在工厂清晰可见。呜、哦！与高精密机器人协同。
Forget it。
所有零部件都隐私。
Oh, it's a wrap.
未来，五 G 让工厂万物互联，执掌可控。每一台车将被赋予灵魂。
Think about that. First of all, they're not making the cars for us. They're making the cars for them. We have opened Pandora's box. We have unleashed the demon. We have summoned the genie. It's done. It is done.If they're doing that, do you think they're going to need human drivers? No. There's already, I know if you're in a small town, you may not see this, but in LA, there's so many driverless cars already, and people are just getting used to it. And they're moving with efficiency and zipping, and wow. It's just so wild to be alive and to see this here. It's like basically, those factories are so automated. They were set up by humans with mostly computers with the help of humans for the original programming, and then they reprogram through themselves, and then they design...the robots, they design the worker bots that can do it, which design the pieces, the assembly bots, and everything is in system. They don't even need electricity. They need AI. Well, they need electricity for that stuff to go, yes, but they don't even need lights because everything is just completely pre-programmed and you're not aware of it. You don't have to see anything because you're not a human. You're just, it's insane. And they just shut the factories off. They shut the lights off and these things just create. They're going to do that for everything.Everything, cars, it'll be houses, it'll be for other robots, it'll be for content. They'll make 1,000 movies in a minute. Everyone needs to go and read this, Wait But Why. Go to Wait But Why, and it's like a 50-page blog. I didn't even finish it, from LA to New York, I read the paperclip theory.And it was so engaging, so engrossing. I wish every movie or book was like this, then I would never stop reading. And it's so brilliant. And it's about 10 or 12 years old. And it was given me by a person that went to Duke, so who was smart and got me into reading these type of blogs. And I will say that I'm sure I've talked about it on this, but you need to read it. There's so many since then. I have to keep reading it. But the paperclip theory is this, and it breaks down...everything that's happening right now and will be happening in the not so distant future. Here's the paperclip theory. Let's just say we designed Pong. Pong, my generation, first video game ever, Pong. Okay, you know what Pong is? Forget everything you know. Pong, two light beams, which are paddles, and a little ball. Bop, bop. bop, bop. We played that for hours. It was so fucking exciting. 5 points, 10 points. It was like, it was fucking incredible. It was like a vacuum, but like with a screen. It was the coolest thing. You hooked up your TV. Pong! You didn't have to pay 25 cents. It was fucking incredible. Think about where we were in 1981. 82, I think is when, 43 years ago, I think the first time I ever played Pong. And Combat, very simple game, tank. These are the Atari 2600, I think the first machine, maybe Intellivision was, ColecoVision was after, Nintendo was way after. I think it was Atari's number one. And Pong was a three sisters, boom, 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 bop, 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 that's it. That's all you did. Simple ass game. It is the cornerstone of video games. The genius that created it, I forget his name. He was the creator of Atari, a brilliant man. Brilliant. And that was a time where Silicon Valley was artists and technicians, and they were like hippie artists, but yet technology was just incredible. God, being in Silicon Valley in the mid-70s, man, I would have been nuts. I don't know if I would have been an actor. I love Northern California, that part of it, when it's correctly done. Oh, God, I love it. Now it's so dystopian. But literally everything was born out of Silicon, the stand, which then they started building the chips and the hardware. If you read about Silicon Valley, the history is incredible. And the Industrial Revolution, I think it's the third, came from there. And what I'm trying to tell you is that I went way off base with this, but Pong gave birth to where we're at now in video games. You can do a comparable right now. And that's a 43-year gap. So Wait But Why explains this brilliantly. And basically, it's the paperclip theory. So if you believe that you can program an autonomous agent, an AI agent, and you believe that you can set that AI agent in a brain of an actual hardware robot, and his job is to make paperclips, and you say, just make paperclips. And the robot figures it out through the learning up and down and stuff and how to make a paperclip. And it just make a paperclip. And then eventually it fills its desk. And then eventually it fills a box and another box and it fills the desk. And then it fills this area of the room. And then it fills the room. And then it fills the hallway. And then it fills the bathroom. And it fills the house. And then it fills the neighborhood. And the next thing you know, it finds out by machine learning, it's more and more efficient. How can I keep making the paperclips since I'm a smart bot? What's the most efficient way? Well, I'll make paperclips that go to the next state or the next town, the next state, and then I'll make paperclips that go off the planet. And this, but eventually it goes, oh, all I have to do is make paperclips. These carbon life-based human forms are in the way. I'll eliminate them so I have more room for my paperclips. It's basically an emotionless, autonomous thing, and it's a 55-page blog that's so intense that I couldn't even read across country. I had to read it. It took me a cross country and a half trip back to finish it. That's how amazing this is, and you absorb it, and you have to read it again and again, and it's brilliant, and it's basically the genesis of what you just saw, Dark Factories. Dark Factories is... It's not Ready Player One. It's Ready Player One, but in real. Like, you're not just going to go and escape. You're also going to... We're going to share space with AI walking among us. You know that. We're going to... There's going to be benevolent AI and there's going to be malevolent AI. It's just the way it is. We cannot predict this. We are going in dystopia. What's going to be real? What isn't? What? And then that goes deeper into what I was saying earlier. You can't say it because the normies don't get it. Satanism, which is the architect of confusion. Why are my fingers naturally doing that? You see what I'm saying? They get you. Sorry. We'll see what I just did there. To me, that's okay, but I'm not a Satanist. Don't worry. But it's that. It's the architect of confusion. It's so intense, man. Are you with me? But then I have hit you with something easy.
Bitch, don't play with me. Do not play with me. Do not play with me because I'm not the one nor the two. You're not the one or the two.
I'm not the one nor the two. Bitch, don't play with me. I'm not the one nor the two.
Let's go. You ain't got shit yet.
I love this shit.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
I ain't
keep speaking
on me for nothing.
Like I said, keep my fucking name out your mouth, bitch.
Oh. Oh, I love her. She gangster. Let me tell you why this is so gangster. Keep my name out your fucking mouth. Yo, she's as real as a heart attack. She is
always in Europe for some reason. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here before I smack the shit out of you.
You're not gonna smack shit.
Try me.
You think you're funny? I'm not trying.
Try me, Tanky. I mean, I'm drop kicking your ass. Fuck out of here, you dirty bitch.
Yes, you are.
Fuck out of here. You and your raggedy ass fucking bitch. Fuck out of here. Go suck a dick.
Go suck it.
Like I said, Fuck out of here.
This is what I love. You dirty. This is why I love her. Wait. This is why I love her. Yo, promote her. Listen to this. Is why she's a real one. Watch this.
Here, go fuck a dick. Like I said, I said what I said. Please step to me like you want it.
Oh, God. Please step to me like you want it. You understand how real that is? She does not play. This woman might be our mother. She might be our grandmother. Shit. Black don't crack. She might be a great grandmother. She does not play. Let me tell you something. Please step to me like you want it. And then what she do?
Go suck another dirty dick.
Dirty dick. How many dirty dicks has her co-worker sucked? Dirty dick. You know what I love about her? I'm not the one nor the two. Like, she ass. And I said what I said.
I'm not the one or the two, bitch. You tried me two times. I want you to do it a third.
Do it a third. She said a third. Do it a third. Yo, you know what I love about her? She's about to let her coworker know real quick what's up, right? It's about to go there. She's all business. She ain't laughing 100%. Then lets her know, stands on business and does what? Goes right back to terminal. Mm-hmm. Go suck a dirty dick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Still working. Efficient. Put her in some job in Joge. She is Department of Government Efficiency. Let a bitch know. Step to me. Okay. Still working with you. Fuck you, bitch. Suck a dirty dick. Like, do you know why that's so brilliant? I just realized this is what I have to give you guys. The deepest, darkest stuff about AI and then the light stuff. Because that's how I operate. Do you know why I love that clip so much? First of all, Spirit Airlines. I'm lucky. I never see any weird shit there. But don't hate. They've gotten a lot better. Like, I know they charge for everything, like a bag of nuts and stuff. But they got this new seat that's, like, big. You pay a little bit extra. It's comfy. I did it 2 hours. It was comfy. It wasn't that expensive. I forget. What's the Spirit Express or something? It's clean. The waitresses, the stewardesses are cool. And it's efficient as fuck. Spirit Airlines, you go in, they bag, this and that. You barely talk to people. So all the fights and stuff, I don't know. That's with the customers. I don't know why they're fighting. But even her bitch said something. She let a bitch know. She said, you stepped to her 2 times. She stepped to her once already. But 2 times, she wasn't having it. Got filmed. You know why I love that woman so much? Because I believe that was in Philly. And that's just who I grew up with. That's Philly. She's all day, every day. Like, she's going to laugh her face off. She's going to love her face off. And if you step to her, she's going to let you know right quick. I love that. That wasn't no bullshit. She wasn't fronting. She wasn't doing nothing other than just defending her position. And as a person from Philly who grew up with the original strong black women, okay, like literally single mothers who raised good sons, that's what she reminds me of. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable for some people. They're not going to, oh, that's not professional. She didn't swing. I just think it's so damn funny. That's why I give people passes. Go suck another dirty dick. Like, so I don't know what she has on her coworker. Go suck another dirty dick. Come on, man. You can't help but laugh at that. Guys, you know what's up. Like, subscribe, or just send my clips around. Peace.